visiting today with President of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue. I know that you guys just donated $125,000 to help with the Ukraine effects. Everybody kind of worried about that particular issue. Why was that so important to you guys?
Well, you know, as farmers and ranchers out there, we certainly understand troubles and challenges and so forth. And looking at what in many ways is characterized as the breadbasket of that part of the world, we know what those farm families must be going through. It's just so unbelievable, really. And so they wanted to do something to help. I mean, we certainly have our own challenges and our own struggles right here. But first and foremost, farmers and ranchers, I think, everywhere want to see what they can do for their community. In this case, our farmers that share a lot of the same thing around the world.
Well, you know, you were in Oklahoma, and I felt like we were talking about cattle transparency acts then, and that was a few months ago, and guess what we're still talking about?
Boy, I tell you, these things, well, you know, this has been a long problem in the industry for, you know, for all these years, and so we're not going to be able to change it overnight. That said, I have not seen this much conversation around real meaningful change in the industry also for a very long time. So the fact that we've had two additional hearings on top of the hearings that we've had in the past, I take this all as a really good sign that Farmers Union and many of the ranchers out there that are with us on trying to get that change, we're making a difference. And certainly we hope that in time we will get the right legislation passed and we can see change in the industry.
What are you looking for on how we could get fair and competitive markets?
Well, first and foremost, it's about making sure that the marketplace is first transparent. And then we have we know what the prices really are out there. And so making sure that there is a cash minimum of some sort in the marketplace is something that's sorely needed. Anything that we can do to shine some light on this industry, bring the market in there. I think additionally, although it's longer term, I think that building in more capacity for processing, not that we're going to compete against those big four,
sure,
but at least giving some options for ranchers out there, I think will help. But ultimately, the big game is going to be about getting some control on antitrust so that whether it's in the beef industry or whether it's in any of the livestock industry or even in your seed and your fertilizer, bringing more competition, that's really what the American economic enterprise is supposed to be about.
Well, and it's taken a little bit longer, and we're still waiting on the DOJ.
Well, no kidding. You know, even when you have folks agree to look at the situation and issue a report, you know, it seems like that takes forever. So, of course, we're still waiting on DOJ. They're certainly continuing to look at this. We know that there are still court cases out there that are going to be looked at. And, you know, part of the legislation that folks are talking about up on Capitol Hill is getting a special prosecutor in there to look at these issues as well. So I think all of these things, again, it never happens quick enough, but I see it as a positive.
Well, what about the cattle contract library?
Well, USDA, of course, is going to move forward with that to begin with, but I think that, you know, there is the additional legislation there. And I think that that's one of those pieces where there's a lot of consensus that is something useful, again, so that we have more information out there. What do these contracts actually look like? I think that's going to be good. But that's going to have to come, I think, with that additional transparency in the marketplace, along with that cash minimum and these other pieces, if we're going to see that lasting change.
Well, now, of course, a lot of the focus on the cattle markets right now, but what else are you hearing from producers that are weighing heavily on their minds?
Well, you know, it would be not a farm situation these days if we weren't talking about the weather. And the fact that the prolonged, really deep drought that is taking place over so much of the country is still in the grips, I think, is what is on everybody's mind. Prices, inflation, again, very much top of mind for a lot of folks. And then, if there was one part of the country, of course, Oklahoma, not enough water. There are parts of the country right now that have way too much. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to see them struggling to get back into the fields. So weather, of course, is always going to be there. That's just going to be a struggle that's going to be with us, I think, for a while. But inflation and looking for ways to bring some of these costs down is very much on the minds of everybody. And we're looking at options there.
All right, Rob, thanks so much for visiting with us.
Happy to do it. Thank you.